This show furnished by Boulevard Realty and DBA TBG Homes.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone, the show that teaches you everything you need to know about real estate. If you're a homeowner thinking about selling your home, considering purchasing a home, interested in real estate finance or real estate investment, this is the show for you. We're a live one-hour real estate roundtable discussing everything real estate related. No topic is off limits. The Real Estate Zone is hosted by Danny Batsalkin, one of the highest producing real estate brokers in Southern California. Danny, who is also a former real estate attorney, leads a top producing real estate team and has developed a strong following as a well-known real estate expert, speaker, and trainer. The Real Estate Zone is sponsored by Movement Mortgage, one of the nation's fastest growing and most reliable mortgage companies. So get your phones ready and call us now with all of your real estate questions. 800-ABC-KABC, 800-222-5222. And now, here's your host of Real Estate Zone Radio, Danny Batsalkin.
Good morning, Southern California. This is Danny Batsalkin. I am back. Goalie, I know you were worried about me last week when I was in concussion protocol.
I was worried about you, but I'm glad you're better now. The energy level is much better. I love it.
Here we go. Well, what happened was, you know, I went to Mammoth the week before, and, you know, apparently I'm not Shaun White. So I figured that out pretty quickly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Apparently I'm not. I'm a few years older and not as good of a snowboarder. And I went off a little jump and hit my head and I was kind of out of it for a week.
Yeah, you know, snowboarding is not the way it was back when we were 16 years old. It really is not. It's still fun, but a different kind of experience.
Well, when we were 16, no one wore a helmet.
Now, yeah, I know. You know, now everybody wears them.
Yeah, now at least I was wearing a helmet and I still was like out of it for a whole week. This show last week, I remember I was like ready to throw up. I'm like, this is not happening. But we still did it.
Could you imagine if you weren't wearing a helmet?
Oh, it would have been terrible.
Yes.
I would have been in the hospital in Mammoth. But I'm feeling better and I'm feeling excited. And here we go. This is the Real Estate Zone, folks. Yeah, after the show last week, I my brother called me and he's like, what happened? You sounded half dead. I'm like, well, I kind of didn't know where I was.
Leave it to Stan to tell you what it's really like.
But I'm out of concussion protocol, symptom free for over 24 hours. So here we go, folks. This is the Real Estate Zone live on Talk Radio 790 KBC, your number one source for all things real estate. Whether you're thinking of buying a home, selling a home, investing in real estate or mortgage finance, we got you covered. Super special show today. We're talking about the spring and summer real estate selling season. We're going to get you ready, whether you need to get a mortgage, get yourself pre-approved for a loan, or you want to start shopping for properties. We are going to give you all the tips and tricks that you will not find anywhere else. This is the place to go. I'm your host, Danny Batsalkin with TBG Homes and Keller Williams Realty. Let me introduce my co-host, as always, on my right, from TBG Homes and Keller Williams in beautiful and sunny, always sunny, Calabasas, California. Goalie Vidani. Goalie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Good morning. Always sunny in Calabasas, right?
For the most part, yes.
There you go. Sounds good. And from Movement Mortgage, number one fastest growing mortgage company in the world, the only mortgage company we trust at TBG Homes and Keller Williams, Super Payman Kermani. Payman, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here.
Love to be here.
The man of many cars. The man of many loans. We love it. You need a loan, Payman is your guy. So here we go, folks. We got all kinds of good things going on. I got the Masters on TV in front of me. It is Masters weekend. Goalie, Payman, my favorite week in golf, just so you know.
Yes, we know. And I heard all about Dustin Johnson.
Yeah, Dustin Johnson, who Dino says the reports on the news media are just a fabrication. Dino's telling us it's not true. Dustin Johnson, number one golfer in the world, purportedly fell down the stairs the night before the Masters and had to withdraw.
It is a weird story.
I mean, he's 6'4". It's like wooden stairs in Augusta. He says he was going down the stairs. He fell. He hurt his back.
Yeah, it's, and he was renting a place, a house that he's not usually used to or accustomed to. Didn't know what was.
Yes.
Yeah, and was wearing socks. Rookie move, Dustin.
I've done that before, actually, because we have wooden stairs in our house, and I have slipped going down the stairs.
I have, too, carrying a baby.
Wow.
But I was carrying a baby.
Maybe he was carrying Paulina Gretzky, and he fell down the stairs. Dino thinks it's something dubious, and he will not say what it is, but Dino thinks that something's going on there. Well, we'll see. Anyway.
And wasn't he favored to win?
He was favored to win. He's the number one golfer in the world. He won the last three tournaments.
Wow.
Yeah, so he was, and he's awesome. He's playing really, really well. So that is unfortunate.
Do you like my new knowledge of golf?
I do. Yeah, what's going on?
I have to keep up with Layla. I got to do it. I got to learn these things.
So this is hilarious. Like, if Layla and Maxim would switch, it would be really sweet because you have to learn golf and I have to learn tennis.
Exactly. Exactly. It's okay. We'll help each other.
The last 2 days, goalie, you'll love this. The last 2 days, I've been following Maxim around in his tennis things. On Thursday, he had a lesson, and yesterday, he had like a clinic.
Okay.
But his instructor was really cool because he knows I play golf. So right. He was showing them, they were doing volleys at the net.
Yes.
And he was like, Danny, volleys are like putting. You got to learn that first.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, that makes sense.
That's great.
Yeah, so he was really good. So we're learning. I'm learning tennis. Goalie's learning golf, and Payman is watching sports.
On the other hand, I got to learn both.
There you go.
If you need anything on football or basketball, give me a call.
There you go. Well, folks, this is the Real Estate Zone, even though we're talking about golf. If you have any questions or comments on real estate, you want to chat with us, you want to get pre-approved for a loan, you need to buy a house this year, don't go anywhere else. Pick up the phone and give us a call on the hotline number. That number is 1-800-358-7563. That's 1-800-358-7563. You can also catch us on Facebook. Just search for Real Estate Zone Radio. Go to realestatezoneradio.com. We are your source. Give us a call whether you're selling or buying or need to get a loan. And on that note, Payman, let's hit it. Let's go over to you for the Movement Mortgage Minute. What is happening in mortgage other than I know you're closing a lot of loans for us, which we appreciate?
We're closing a lot of loans. But, you know, as far as the mortgage industry goes right now, this week, it's been pretty steady. Pretty quiet. Nothing's happening. Rates are, you know, still phenomenally low. You know, they've kind of steadied out and haven't gone up, haven't gone down this week. Got a little, you know, story for you guys, just to let you know. I had a past client call me last week. And it's kind of phenomenal. I've stressed to you guys over the last couple of weeks how important it is to get pre-approved. And, you know, you can go against those cash buyers. $1.3 million. 10% down. Past client called me, said, listen, I want to buy this house. I love it. It's my dream home. Got him pre-approved, called on Thursday, got him pre-approved by Friday. 10% down on a jumbo loan. Unheard of in this industry right now. A lot of people not doing that stuff. So had him pre-approved on Friday, went out looking with their realtor. The realtor called me on Saturday and said, are you sure? Are you sure you can do this? I said, look, we have a California commitment letter. It's done. It's ready to go. Put in their offer against two cash buyers on a property. Approved, done Monday. So
nice.
We're in escrow. Cool. Yeah.
Sweet. I love it. Payment. So 10% down on a jumbo loan. By the way, jumbo, where's that break point for people?
Well, let me give you Ventura County and Los Angeles County, both now similar, $636,150. That's your limit. Anything above and beyond that as far as your loan amount goes, you're in a jumbo loan. So that's the county limit that's been set. So, you know, again, can't stress enough how important it is to get pre-approved up front. You can go against those cash buyers. You know, a lot of the times the cash buyers are looking for a deep discount on these properties. So when you're walking in with a pre-approved letter through underwriting and everything else, it's just like a cash buyer, but you're not trying to get that deep discount. So that seller looks at that and says, wow, I can't believe it's already been underwritten. I'm ready to go. So, you know, you don't have to wait that 20, 30 days to get that answer back from your underwriter that maybe comes back and says no.
Yeah, and we've been talking about this on the air for the last month or so, that these California Commitments Letter for Movement Mortgage are so unique, and you can beat out cash buyers. And right now, we're going to be talking about the spring and summer selling season, but it is already on fire. I mean, the market is hot. Every property that's priced well, that's a good home, is getting multiple offers, and they're going quickly. And if you want to compete in that market, you need to work with professionals. So you got to talk to Payman. You have to pick up the phone. Give us a call, 1-800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563 to get that process started. You can get with Payman and go on that. So did that client, by the way, use the Movement Mortgage Easy app, or did they talk to you directly?
They did.
Nice.
They did. They called me on a Thursday while I was in a meeting. And the biggest thing is, you know what? I could be at a meeting. I could be in a conference. I could be anywhere, you know, and still talk to the client, you know, refer them over to the Easy app. And the Easy app takes that 45 minute to an hour process and turns it into an 8 to 10 minute process for the client. All their documents are securely through our system, sent to us directly. You give authorization for pulling credit. You do all that stuff through online. They can pull your bank statements. You know, a lot of the stuff, everything that you have can be transported through the Easy app to us directly and securely.
I love the Easy app, folks. So if you're thinking, even if you're just thinking about buying a home this year, get in that Easy app. Check it out. Find us on, it's right on Facebook. There's a link for you there. You can give us a call directly, 800-358-7563. We'll get you hooked up with payment, get you started on that program. So what a great story, payment. I mean, you know, it's like people sometimes think, oh, this has to take a long time, or I need to, you know, do all this stuff to get ready. But here you go. Call on a Thursday, Friday, Monday, you're in escrow with only 10% down on a jumbo loan. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and against a cash buyer. That's huge. You know, yes. It's phenomenal. And the thing is now the realtors are getting, you know, kind of used to it and understanding our process and the things that we can do that differentiate us from a lot of different other lenders.
By the way, I was going to mention that the thing that's really unique about what you do is that when we do submit an offer with a Movement Mortgage pre-approval letter, you actually call that listing agent so that they understand, because a lot of agents aren't aware that Movement Mortgage can do this and do it so quickly, and that once they get that approval letter, it is actually approved. And so that's one of the awesome services that you provide.
Definitely. You have to you know, give everybody the knowledge of what you do and how you do it so they understand.
Awesome. Well, folks, super special show today. We are talking about the spring and summer selling season, how to get ready if you're thinking of selling a home, how to get ready if you're thinking of buying a home or you need a mortgage. We're going to give you all the tips and tricks that you won't find anywhere else. And also coming up later on the show, celebrity and luxury real estate with Goalie. Goalie, you got some good stuff for us coming up?
I do. I always do.
Oh, you sure do. We're excited about that, folks. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, all of that and more on The Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KBC. Come on back.
Your one stop for breaking news and adult fun. 790 KABC.
Hi, I'm Danny Batsalkin. I'm a realtor with TBG Homes at Keller Williams Realty and the host of the Real Estate Zone radio show right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC on Saturday mornings. I've got a system called the hassle-free listing. I offer flexible fees, and if you're not happy, you can fire me. Mind you, I think you'll be happy because my average time for selling a house is 31 days faster than the market average, and most of them sell for 99.2% or more of the list price. Now, I'm not trying to brag. I'm applying for a job. I want to be your realtor. Fact, my team and I personally sell over 19 times as many homes as the average agent. That's a house every 4 days. Find out why. For a free, no obligation information packet, call anytime, 1-800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563, 1-800-358-7563, or visit SoCalHassleFreeListing.com. That's SoCalHassleFreeListing.com. Flexible fees, no upfront costs, cancel anytime, the hassle-free listing. Don't sell your home until you call for my free information package. 800-358-7563, 800-358-7563, 1-800-358-7563, or visit SoCalHassleFreeListing.com.
Danny Batsalkin, Keller Williams Realty, California BRE number 01421366.
Trailer for sale or rent.
Laguna Playhouse is proud to present a world premiere musical about a king of country music, a king of folk music, King of the Road, The Roger Miller Story, running 4 weeks only, April 19th to May 14th, at the beautiful Laguna Playhouse. Come see the true story of this Country Music Hall of Fame singer and his legendary life, which inspired the songs that remain the soundtrack of our lives. Live on stage at the Laguna Playhouse. For tickets, visit LagunaPlayhouse.com now.
King of the Road.
The next time you're driving and here, you may be tempted to, it could be as simple as OMG, or even see you soon. But you won't be ROFL when you hear and get pulled over for texting and driving, because a ticket is nothing to LOL about. You drive, you text, you pay. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
At Mattress Firm, we admit we have lots of sales, but this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity so big, even we're impressed. Save up to 70% off famous name brands. Plus, take up to $2,000 off floor models from Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, and others. Everything must go to make room for the next generation of sleep products. So don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to sleep and save like never before. Only at Mattress Firm. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/circulars. Product offer and prices may vary in Hawaii.
Calling all early birds and night owls, get Norm's Bigger, Bigger, Better, Better breakfast all day and all night. Hickory smoked bacon, link sausage, ham, eggs, hash browns, and buttermilk hotcakes, only $6.79. Get your fill of Norm's famous Bigger, Better breakfast, open 24/7. Normsrestaurants.com.
The Pasadena Playhouse presents The Originalist, a powerful portrayal of passionate people risking heart and soul to defend their interpretation of the truth and the Constitution. Performances begin April 11th through May 7th. For tickets, visit PasadenaPlayhouse.org.
Coming up on The Next Drive Home with Jillian Barbary and John Phillips, we'll tell you if more bombs are flying in Syria.
And the great LT, no, not Lawrence Taylor, Leo Terrell is going to stop by this week.
Live and local right after Dr. Drew and Mike Hathaway right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Good morning and welcome back to The Real Estate Zone. I'm your host, Danny Batsalkin, here welcoming back Goli Vadani from TBG Homes and Keller Williams, and of course, Super Payment Kermani from Movement Mortgage, number one fastest growing mortgage company in the world, the only mortgage company we trust, and the only mortgage company with the proprietary 671 program where you can get that California commitment letter right away, make your offer better than a cash offer. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call at 800-222-5222. There you go, Goli. 800-ABC-KABC just for you.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah.
So, folks, we got the Masters going on. While we are doing our show, my wife, Elena, is off to Vegas for a girls' weekend.
Good for her. Yay.
Yeah. She's going to have a good time. Except they're only going for one day. And I was like, if you're going to go for 2 days. What's going on?
You know, for Vegas, I feel like one night is enough.
Yeah, that's probably
true. I'm not
true.
A big Vegas fan. I think after one night, I mean, you've pretty much, yeah.
At our age, you've had enough?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was cleaning out her purse to go to Vegas, and she was like, oh, I need this. And then she found like a diaper in there. She's like, oh, I don't need that.
That's funny.
So meanwhile, she's going there. I'm taking the kids to see The Boss Baby.
I've heard that's a great movie.
Have you?
Yeah, you're going to have fun.
She texted me a picture. She's like, here I am at the lounge drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm like, great, I'm buying tickets for Boss Baby.
Perfect. That's really sweet of you. And I good for her. She
yeah.
needs it.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time. I think we'll have fun. Even my two-year-old was like, I want to see Boss Baby.
Baron, so cute.
There so we'll have fun. Well, folks, this is The Real Estate Zone. We're having a lot of fun today on our special show talking about the spring and summer real estate selling season. Folks, it is hot right now, but if you think that's something, just wait, because the spring and summer selling season is heating up. It's getting sizzling. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and we are going to give you some of the key tips and tricks that you will not hear anywhere else. So if you're thinking of selling your home at some point in the next few months to a year, you're thinking of buying a home and getting a mortgage, don't go anywhere, because this is your place. And if you have a question or comment, give us a call. We'll talk to you live on the air. 1-800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KABC. And we're going to do this in a little bit of a round table format. So I'm going to kick things off here, folks, by giving you the first tip, which is that if you're thinking of selling your home at some point in the next few months to a year, first thing you want to do is get a free and instant home appraisal from TBG Homes and Keller Williams. And the way to do that is to go to tbghomevalues.com. That's tbghomevalues.com. Or give us a call, 800-222-5222. And we will give you that instant home appraisal so you know what your home is worth approximately, or the value range. Now, folks, right now, your home could be worth more than ever before. That's right, ever before. Because the market has really been rising in the last few years. and it's continuing to do so. So you want to know, what potentially could your home sell for? That's the first step. And the second step I'll give you in just a minute after we go around the round table. So the next step, we're going to go in clockwise order. So Payman, you're up next. Let's hear some of your best tips for buyers thinking of buying a home in the spring or the summer. What do they need to do to get ready?
Well, what I like to tell everybody, you know, how I stress about the pre-approval process and everything else, what I'd like to tell the buyers are, make sure you guys get pre-approved and check your credit. Once that lender checks that credit, make sure, because you never know what's on that credit report. There could be something that's going to affect your rate, that's going to be affecting your purchase power, all that stuff. So definitely check your credit. Make sure that that lender goes through that credit. Make sure that everything is good to go. That's a huge, huge important part of it. A lot of times you think your credit's great, it's stellar. You don't know if something is on there that's going to affect you from buying that dream home that you want to buy.
Yeah, and Payman, the thing that I hate to see happen is when people are ready to buy a home, just like your client that you said on Friday, and then they go pull credit or do something and there's something on there. Now you're in a pinch. Why not do that ahead of time and get that process started early? So Payman, if they want to do that, how do they get in touch with you and get that started?
Well, you can call into the show, get in touch with me. As far as that goes, you can get in touch with me through my website, through the Movement Mortgage website. Just go ahead and put in my name and you'll find me. There'll be a link there that you can call or email me directly.
Awesome. Sounds good. And that number, you know, Raimi used to give the number, and we used to make fun of her. We used to say she used to give it in a sexy voice.
I can't do it in the sexy voice, but,
maybe we'll have Raimi call in.
Definitely. Point. We can have her call in once in a while and give that, you know, that number and that sexy voice, and it'll go good.
There you go, folks. 800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563. Or just go to our Facebook page, Real Estate Zone Radio, realestatezoneradio.com, and check that out. And you can get that started and get that going. By the way, folks, we were talking about this at the break, but we have such an amazing resource for our clients. He's been on the show many times. We'll have him back again. That's Aaron Jones over at Credit Repair by attorney.net. And if you need anything with credit, if you find something on there that's no good, that shouldn't be on there, he can get all of that stuff removed for you. The man is a credit genius. He's the godfather of credit. We love having him on. We'll do that again. Goal, you were just telling me at the break too that he's helped out some of your family members and friends.
He has. He's helped out a ton of my family members and friends. And I just love his energy and his passion for what he does. I mean, he's just so incredibly good at his job. He's so knowledgeable and a great person to have by your side when you're going through that process of getting ready to buy a home.
For sure. And the suits, he's got like 5,000 different suits.
Yeah, he's a crack up. He's great.
Yeah. I told him like we got to do a contest between him and Steve Harvey to see who has more suits.
It is sort of the same kind of suit too, right?
Yeah. I was reading an article in Cigar Aficionado, Goal, you'll like that.
Oh my God.
That about Steve Harvey was on the cover this month, and he said he has like 500 suits or something, and they were talking about like all the different things he does.
Oh, okay. That's
and
cool.
And so apparently it started with like when he didn't have a lot of money, his mom or family member, someone told him like, hey, like it doesn't matter if you just wear a super nice suit, like people will look up to you and respect you. He's been doing it ever since.
That's kind of an old school way of looking at things, but I love it. That's
totally
cool. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Now, as you know, I don't do that, but just.
That's okay.
But Goalie told me I look good in jeans and a blazer. Made my week.
There you go. There you go.
Goalie said, I don't need a suit.
A lot of people can't wear that because it doesn't look right. But some people can pull it off. You can pull it off. It's good.
I can't pull it off. I can barely pull off the t-shirt. I can barely pull off the t-shirt and jeans.
I'm sure you'd be fine.
I love it. So, folks, we're giving you all the secret tips and tricks today. This is the show for all of that on the Real Estate Zone. I told you about the things you need to do. If you're thinking of selling that home, go to tbghomevalues.com. Get that home valuation. Payman told you, check that credit early. If there's any issues, call us. We'll hook you up with the godfather of credit, Aaron Jones, credit repair by attorney.net. Goalie, it's your turn. What do you have for our home buyers or home sellers as one of your secret tips and tricks getting ready for that spring and summer selling season?
Well, let's start with sellers. I'm going to say the first thing you need to do after you get your home valuation is you need to pick an all-star team to help you through the process. And you really actually need to do exactly that, is pick a team. We just talked about Aaron. Look at Payman and what he's doing. You need to hire someone who really has a team of people who can help you in all aspects of selling or buying, right? Even when you're, as a buyer, you need to pick an all-star team too. But more so if you're looking to sell your home right away. And then once you sit down with your all-star team, they're going to walk you through the entire process, what you need to do before you list the house, what you need to do while you're on market, and then exactly what it looks like when you're in escrow. And then as a buyer, I always like to say, you know, of course, get pre-approved first.
Don't give out too many tips. We're going to go around again.
Oh, okay. Can I give my buyer?
Yeah, yeah. Give your buyer tip.
Okay. The buyer tip is just get out there and start looking at some things. Figure out what neighborhood you want to be in and do research on that neighborhood. Schools, shopping, restaurants, you know, get into knowing the neighborhood really well and sort of researching. And then once you pick your team, you can delve in any further.
Yeah, Goalie, I think that's so important. You know, a lot of people think they're just buying a house, but really you're buying a neighborhood. You're buying a community. You're going to be living there. You're going to be walking to the shops or driving or whatever. So, you know, make sure it's somewhere that you really want to live and see yourself hanging out.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think that's really, really important.
Yeah.
So, folks, that's our first round of tips. We got a couple more rounds of tips coming your way. So this is the place to go. We're talking about the spring and summer real estate selling season. It is going to be on fire. It's going to be hot. If you're thinking of buying a home and you want to get your offer accepted, you need that all-star team. Just like Goalie said, if you're thinking of selling, you got to know what your home is worth. And then you need that team to tell you how to get it ready for sale and how to maneuver and navigate through that process. So we're going to go around again in just a minute, give you more tips. And then coming up later on the show, we're going to talk celebrity and luxury real estate with Goalie Vadania. And coming up later after that, I'm watching the Masters. There you go, guys. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, more with your team of real estate all-stars here on the Real Estate Zone Radio Show on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
The phone lines are open now.
Right now?
Right now.
At 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack? When you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price. And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 1158 at checkout, their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1158 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com, code 1158.
Hey, it's Heidi. If you want to sell your used car easy and hassle-free, then you have to call 800-870-1841. What's that number? Well, that's the number to CarStub. CarStub.com will get you more than a dealer trade-in price without the hassle of selling it yourself. CarStub.com will handle everything. I'm talking top to bottom, start to finish. The DMV paperwork, they'll get your car smog tested, and if everything checks out, they'll buy your car on the spot. Call them, 800-870-1841. So if you own a car, truck, van, or SUV, you could be sitting on a pile of cash that you can have access to today. Call them, 800-870-1841. You want convenience, right? Well, CarStub.com is probably the most convenient way to sell your car. It's the new marketplace to sell your car same day and at a great price. You will not be sorry. Believe me, I know the owner, Derek, and he will get it done for you. Call him, 800-870-1841. Are you curious about what your used car might be worth? Maybe you're not ready to sell just yet. Check out CarStub.com. Don't forget to tell them Heidi sent you. Go to CarStub.com, have an appraiser at your home the same day, or call them 800-870-1841 or visit CarStub.com today.
Okay, who is this?
It's Peter Tilden. On the next Peter Tilden 10, we'll talk about the follow-up to Syria. Also, the China summit. We'll talk about why Steve Bannon is trending really hot right now. And we'll discuss why Los Angeles tops the list of dog attacks on mail carriers. By the way, why doesn't a dog attack a UPS guy? Do they know the difference? We'll discuss all of those stories and more starting at 10 right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
What's up, Doc?
I have no business trying to understand human metabolism, which is so off the charts crazy complex.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the biggest problem is that people don't know enough to realize they don't know enough. I know this much. I just know enough to know that I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
I know.
Dr. Drew, Midday Live with Mike Catherwood. Weekdays noon to 3 on KABC. Talk Radio 790.
KABC.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live, expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Hey, hey, good morning. This is The Real Estate Zone. I'm your host, Danny Batsalkin, with TBG Homes Keller Williams Realty here in Southern California, taking care of all your real estate needs. We are live and we are back, and we're talking about the spring and summer real estate selling season. This is the place to go. We're giving you all the tips and tricks that you will not hear anywhere else. If you want to talk to us, that number, 1-800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KBC. No question is off limits. We will answer any question you have live and on the air. Welcoming back Payman Kermani from Movement Mortgage, the number one fastest growing mortgage company in the world. And of course, Goli Vidani with TBG Homes and Keller Williams out in Calabasas, covering all of your celebrity and luxury real estate issues. So here we go, folks. We're going round and around again with all of the tips and tricks that you need to know. We're giving you our most important, our favorite tips and tricks that you need for the summer and spring selling season. And by the way, folks, the market, the real estate market is super hot. Everything is getting multiple offers if it's priced well, and all of the things that are good and that are nice houses are selling. So if you want to compete in that market, you got to, like Goli said, you got to work with that all-star team of real estate agents and other professionals to get that process going. So let's go around one more time. I got the next tip, and this one is for sellers again, because that's what I personally specialize in. So once you've gotten that home valuation, folks, this is actually a myth that I want to debunk. A lot of people think that an important thing to do is do a lot of remodeling before selling your home. In fact, I had a client call me yesterday and say, you know, I have a couple of bathrooms that I'm going to remodel and spend like $50,000 on before selling. And he said, how much money do you think I'm going to get back if I spend 50? And I said, you'll be lucky to get 25. Like, your price is not going to increase if you do that. I said, a lot of times, you know, people, because they read this and they see the shows on HGTV, but most of the time, it is really better to sell the house the way it is. And the reason why, the biggest reason why, I think, is that buyers would rather take that money and do it themselves in their style and their taste. So the tip there is really consult with your team of experts. Have us come out, give you that instant home price evaluation, let you know what the house would sell for as is. Now, sometimes we may recommend remodeling, but in most cases, that money can be spent better in other areas like staging. So that's my number one tip and trick here on the selling side. Let's keep going around. Payman, what else you got for our friends and followers here on the Real Estate Zone?
So us here at Movement, we specialize in buyers.
Yes, so, that's right.
How you guys specialize in sellers, we specialize in buyers. So another tip for the buyer, you know, same as credit, analyzation of your income. It's huge. A lot of people, you know, self-employed borrowers to W-2 borrowers, a lot of people think that they make a certain amount of money, but once we look at that tax return and we analyze it, that income gets cut, you know, depending on the deductions and stuff on the tax return, or sometimes it stays the same or increases from what they think they made, because there's a lot of stuff that we can add back in, a lot of stuff that we have to deduct. So huge, can't stress it enough. Credit, another thing is income. Make sure that your income is analyzed prior to you looking, because you could think that you can afford a certain amount, and then once you get pre-approved at the last minute and you found your dream home and then that gets cut, it's not a good feeling. Make sure that you get everything analyzed up front. Make sure you get that pre-approval letter. There's a lot of different aspects that go into a pre-approval, not just getting pre-approved, but there's a lot of things that we need to look at, make sure that's good, make sure that we can qualify you up to that amount that you want to get qualified for. So a huge opportunity for buyers, and make sure that they get that commitment letter up front to make sure that they're all taken care of.
And payment, it sounds like also what's important, that may be even more important for like your self-employed borrowers, people who are running corporations and things like that, because their tax returns might be a little more complicated. Is that right?
A lot more complicated. There's a lot of things that can be deducted. There's a lot of things that can be added back in. So we know those tips and tricks to make sure that we can add those things back in or deduct them. But we can give you that final number of what you qualify for and what your income looks like after we look at those tax returns.
And again, I think that's all about getting to you early, you know, not waiting until last minute, not waiting until you find a great house and then you lose it because you're not ready to go. So it's just important to get there early. So call that number, 800-358-7563. That's 1-800-358-7563. And get that process started early because you just never know. Now, also, payment, this is a great point that you brought up because we have the tax filing deadline coming up, right?
Yeah, it's coming up. It's coming up really, really quick.
So out of curiosity, what happens with that payment? Like, let's say, you know, it's coming up. I know a lot of people who are self-employed may be filing extensions and things like that, but are the current year taxes required or are the prior year sufficient?
The prior year sufficient if you have an extension. If you don't have an extension, then we'll require them. But most people, if they go past that date, are getting extensions. So, you know, that extension is good, and we'll go with the prior years.
Probably a good idea if you're going to go past the date.
Definitely. You don't want to mess with the IRS.
Yeah, you don't want to call.
I think I've asked for an extension every year I've ever filed taxes.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, just it's easier that way.
Although, you know what? I got to tell you, I think the IRS people get a bad rap because people, like, always say how they're you know, not good to deal with and stuff. I've called them on stuff, and I got to tell you, they're super nice.
They're super, super
after
nice.
After they put you on hold for 45 minutes.
Yes,
really.
you do have to wait. You do have to wait a long time, but, you know, after that, it's... Although, you know what? I have some hold tricks that I learned this week. I need to check this out. I needed to talk to... I had that concussion,
right?
And I needed to talk to my doctor's office. So they have, like, all these extensions, right?
Right.
So if you I press the extension to talk to the doctor, and I'm on hold for, like, 20 minutes. So I call back, and I press the extension that's billing. They answer right away. It's like, oh, you're calling to pay or you have a billing question? There's someone there. You need to talk to the doctor. Sorry, you got to wait 40
minutes. Very interesting.
I wonder why. There's probably about 6 billing reps and 1 doctor.
See, like,
there you go.
So I'm figuring this out. No, but I'm telling you, the people at the IRS are super nice. I had to talk to them on something I had a question on, and, like, they were super cool.
Oh, definitely.
Franchise Tax Board, too. They get a really bad rep.
Yeah, you know what? They do get a bad rap, but they're all really professional and really good.
Yeah, I think they're nice, so no big deal. So, payment, good stuff there. And, guys, again, like Goalie said, this is why you want to work with a team of experts, because if you go at it alone or you just use some online mortgage calculator or you go to some, you know, no-name bank that you've never heard of out in a different state that's just online, you're not going to get this type of professional advice. And you know, you may think you're saving something, but at the end of the day, you're paying a lot more and you're not getting that professional advice. So really good stuff there. All right, Goalie, you're up. It's your turn on our round robin, going around the horn here to talk about our tips and tricks for the spring and summer selling season. What do you got for our listeners?
Yeah, so this is something we talk about a lot on our team, and it's something that they do all the time in Northern California. Unfortunately, Southern Californians have yet to pick it up all the time, but it's a pre-listing home inspection. So before you put your house on the market, I mean, right now what people are doing is they're just putting their house on the market and waiting for a buyer to come around and write an offer, and you get into escrow, and then the inspection is done. And it's this whole different series of negotiations where the buyer could ask for things to be replaced or fixed or could ask for a credit. Well, why go through all of that? Do a pre-listing home inspection so you know if there's a missing doorknob or a leaky faucet, you fix all of those things in advance so you don't get into a situation with a buyer where you're negotiating a bunch of things that could become a headache and could cost you a lot of money.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, a lot of sellers think, like, this isn't that big of a deal. But like you said, this is so important. If you could just spend that upfront money, it's not a tremendous amount, relatively speaking. What do inspections go for these days, Goalie?
Well, it depends on the size of the house. Anywhere from $350 and up, depending on if you have a pool and depending on the size of the house, right? But that's when you consider what you could be paying, when a buyer comes and asks you for a bunch of credits, that $350 and up is really not much.
Yeah, and you know, I think what you said is so important, that it's not just about the credits. You had a transaction, I remember, where the seller was actually, the buyer found some stuff and they asked for it, and the seller was actually willing to do it, but the buyer just felt uncomfortable that all these things were wrong and backed out of the deal, right?
Yes, that's exactly what happened. And contrary to my advice, the seller decided, well, we'll just deal with it when it happens.
Right.
And now that same seller is fixing those items while on market.
Yeah.
You know, I really wish we would have done it before, because then we probably would have gotten a great price, and we probably would have gotten into escrow with that buyer that came forward originally.
Sure. You know, it's so interesting to me. I mean, I love analogies, as you guys know. And it's like, you know, I wanted to go look at cars the other day just for fun, because it's fun.
Yeah.
And Payman, you know, since you have about 18 of them.
I love it. I love
every time we see Payman, he's driving a different car.
Yeah.
I love it. And it's like totally different stuff, too. He's got like a sporty BMW, and then he's got the raised truck.
Like,
I'm like, what?
Truck,
this
right?
Doesn't make any sense.
Going through a midlife crisis.
But anyway, I went to go look at cars, and it got me thinking, like, you know, if I walked onto a car lot and there was a car with like a new car with like a flat tire and it was dirty, like, I wouldn't want to buy that car.
There you go.
I would buy the car that's brand new, clean. There's a reason why that car in the showroom looks so nice. It's waxed, it's clean, it smells good. So like when car dealerships are selling a car, which is like $30,000, $40,000, whatever, they go through all this work. But then people are selling a $1 million home and they don't take the time to clean it up or fix the things
right,
that are wrong.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
And to go further with that analogy, it doesn't have to be a brand new car. I mean,
no.
People are buying used cars all day long, but the dealer fixes whatever issues the car may have before they put it on the floor to sell, right?
That's right.
And so your house, like you said, you don't have to remodel and make it look perfect, but you do want to fix the certain things that, you know, people can't live without.
Yeah, the 198 point inspection.
Right.
That's
exactly
right. And folks, by the way, we will give that to you if you just give us a call at 800-358-7563. Goalie will personally come out and give you the list of things you need to do to get your house ready for sale. I just threw that out there.
That's
Goalie.
Fine.
What do you think?
I'll be there.
Goalie will give you the 198 point home inspection, let you know exactly what you need to do to fix. And she'll actually give you the home inspectors that she'll refer you over to come out, give you that report, and in all seriousness, give you all of the things that you need to fix and get ready, so that when you do go to sell the house, the buyers feel so good about it and they're so excited to give you an amazing offer. And that's the way it's done. So good stuff, Goalie. Hey guys, really awesome tips and tricks. I hope you're getting a ton of value from this show today, our special show about the spring and summer selling season. If you want more good stuff just like this, give us a call at 1-800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563. Or just jump online to our Facebook page. You can also go to tbghomevalues.com. That's tbghomevalues.com, and get that free instant home appraisal. Have us come out and give you all the things that you need to do to get that house ready for sale. And also hook you up with Payman to get your credit score check, to get your income check, so you know exactly what you can afford when you go out and make an offer. Folks, let's take a quick break. When we come back, one more time around the horn, and then celebrity and luxury real estate, the segment you do not want to miss on the Real Estate Zone live on Talk Radio 790 KBC. We'll be right back.
News.
Talk.
Evolve. 790. KABC.
Finally, a program designed for the home seller, not the realtor. Flexible fees, no upfront costs, cancel anytime. Hi, I'm Danny Batsalkin with TBG Homes and Keller Williams Realty, and host of the Real Estate Zone radio show right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC on Saturday mornings. With our hassle-free listing system, you can even sell your home yourself while it's listed and pay nothing. And if you're not happy, fire me. Mind you, I think you'll be happy, because our average time for selling a house is 31 days faster than the market average, and most of them sell for full price or more. I'm not bragging. I'm applying for a job. I want to be your realtor. Fact, my team and I help over 19 times as many home sellers than the average agent in Southern California. For a free, no obligation information packet, Call anytime, 1-800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563, 1-800-358-7563, or visit SoCalHassleFreeListing.com. That's SoCalHassleFreeListing.com. For over 11 years, we've offered the right to cancel, flexible fees, and no upfront costs. Give us a call at 1-800-358-7563, 1-800-358-7563, 800-358-7563, or visit SoCalHassleFreeListing.com.
This is Danny Batsalkin with TBG Homes at Keller Williams Realty, California BRE number 014-21366.
It's Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot, where right now, select John Deere mowers come with a free Home Depot gift card worth up to $350. From zero-turn models to the new Excel cutting decks, John Deere gives you a quality cut that won't cut into your downtime. And that free Home Depot gift card puts even more spring in your pocket. Buy a John Deere, get a gift card during Spring Black Friday only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through April 19th in store and online. Gift card via mail-in rebate. See store for details.
You get in your car, start it up, and press the gas. And from your phone, you hear, and you respond. And then in your rear view, OMG, it's a COP. And then you learn that a ticket for texting and driving is nothing to LOL about. You drive, you text, you pay. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Wake up with Doug McIntyre in the morning.
I have to talk about how this one over here, Leanne Tweeden, is getting me in trouble with Jesus.
What am I doing?
You are bringing in every day a tub of glutinous, sugary, delectable joy. It's cookies one day, it's brownies the next, and today it's what?
Peanut butter fudge.
Okay, now here's the thing. It's Lent, and I gave up peanut butter for Lent.
Oh, no.
So I'm in trouble with Jesus now. Thank you. I hope you're happy.
Nobody said you had to eat them.
The devil did.
McIntyre in the morning.
Now with Leanne Tweeden News. 5 to 10 on KABC.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live, expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Okay, good morning. This is Danny Batsalkin with The Real Estate Zone live on Talk Radio 790 KBC. What a special show today, talking about all things real estate and the summer and spring, and summer selling season. Dino's cracking us up over here with some more Dustin Johnson stuff. He's still not believing that it was just a slip and fall. We'll see. We'll see. How about those Las Vegas Raiders, folks? Moving to Las Vegas. Oh, he's not happy back there. I think it's pretty cool, actually. I think the stadium looks really nice.
I think it's cool. Once they open up that stadium, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
You know what? You go to Vegas and you're thinking, okay, there's nothing to do besides watch a show or gamble. Now it's like you got sports there.
So you got a hockey team.
You got a hockey team.
I mean, it's becoming pretty cool. Actually, goalie, when we were just there recently, we were talking about like great place to buy property. Just don't
in
listen.
Vegas, absolutely. Yeah. My husband just opened up a new dental practice out
there.
Is it
open now?
Yes.
Well,
he just bought it.
Right.
They'll be open in 2 weeks. And the new stadium is actually just down the street from him.
Perfect.
Yeah, and
it's
he loves
spot.
It there. He loves it. He keeps telling me we got to move to Vegas. I'm like, no way.
It's
I'll
very
come
cool.
visit.
No more driving to the local office to get your teeth cleaned. We're going to Vegas.
That's
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
You don't even have to go to Victorville. You just keep rolling.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Just keep going.
Keep rolling down the 15.
Just if you want sushi, don't listen to Goalie. Sorry,
it was great sushi, Danny. Danny's become an old man in his taste in food. Like he can only eat like 5 things, and that's all he eats. Yeah,
you know, everybody...
he's not willing to experiment. Nothing.
No, because what happened was okay. So I like the sushi that's like the actual fish, like sashimi, like good. Mm-hmm. Goalie took us to one of those sushi places that's like you know the volcano roll that's
the
doused
fun
in
rolls,
sauce
yeah.
and like
but they were good though. They were good.
I'm just not a fan of that kind
yeah.
of.
Yeah,
st-
I'm telling you, 5 things.
At least you didn't get you the avocado roll or something like that where there's no fish in it.
Right.
No, no. This was like every kind of fish you can imagine and sauces. And it's like you order stuff and they brought it like 10 seconds later. You're like, well, there's no way you could have made that just now.
What are you saying? They have it like ready to go and they're just going to give it to you?
I think they just dump the sauce on and they give you.
Sushi's going to fast food now.
Anyhow, hey folks, this is the Real Estate Zone live on Talk Radio 790 KABC. We're having so much fun today talking about the spring and summer selling season. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to do one more turn around the horn with our best tips and tricks for you. If you're thinking of buying a home or selling a home in the spring or the summer, this is the place to go. So listen up. Don't go anywhere. And if you have any questions or comments, 800-358-7563 is the hotline. I'm going to go first one more time, folks. I'm going to give you my super secret tip. And this is really at the top of the list, guys, is that if you're thinking of selling your home, I don't care what it looks like, the way you sell a home, back to the car analogy, is not the way you live in a home. And the number one thing you could do if you want to sell it for top dollar and you want to sell it quickly is invest in staging. Staging, staging, staging. And folks, we have a house that we just sold last week that was on the market with another real estate agent for over 200 days. They had it on the market and it was vacant. It was empty.
Yes.
And when I walked into that house, the first thing I said is, what the heck is going on here? I have no idea where I would put the couch or the TV. And I'm a real estate agent. I had no idea. We staged the house, and I believe in about 14 days, we got a great offer close to the price that they were at before. Right?
Wow.
And we just closed escrow. And so staging, staging, staging that $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, whatever it's going to cost you, and we have awesome vendors for you, is so important and is going to get you the most bang for the buck. All right, here we go, because we got to get to celebrity. Payman, you're up next. What do you got?
All right, I got a quick tip. As far as credit goes, again, just to let you know, before you go out and look at those houses and stuff like that, make sure you check the credit, make sure you don't go out, buy a car. Don't go out and open up credit cards and
everything
else.
People actually do that.
They do. They totally do.
They always do it. And, you know, they don't think it's going to affect it. But once we pull that credit, we see that $800 car payment, it's going to affect your purchasing power. So make sure don't buy the cars. Don't open your credit cards until you analyze that credit and see if you can afford that while purchasing that new home.
Wait till you close escrow, then buy the boat.
Yeah, we don't want to tell them that. We don't want the lender to get scared here.
Oh, sorry. All right, off the record, off the record. Definitely. No one's listening. Don't worry. All right, good stuff. All right, Goalie, what do you got? One more tip, and then it's celebrity and luxury real estate.
Let's do it. My final tip is, and I think this is the best one, price it right.
Oh, price yes, it so right. Important.
I'm listing a property in Bel Air right now, and it's a luxury property, and we're probably going to list it to close to $8 million. So I've been doing a lot of research on that very street to see what's going on. And there was a property a few doors down that originally listed at $9 million, didn't get anything. Now they're at $7.5 million. They still have no buyers. A new house just came on the market that is very comparable to that one, priced it right from the get-go at $7.5 million. They couldn't have enough showings. I mean, every time I drive by there, there's somebody new looking at it. I'm sure it'll be off the market in the next week. Price it right.
And, you know, Goalie, I know we got to get to celebrity and luxury, but on the pricing, I just want to say again, like, you know, so many sellers mistakenly think, like, oh, if someone likes my house, they'll just make an offer. One of my clients just said that yesterday. And I'm like, I respect what you're saying, but you couldn't be more wrong.
Yeah.
Because
why would they do that? Why would anybody
do that? People just don't do that. They go find a house that's priced well, and they buy that one.
Exactly.
So price it right from the get-go. I love that. All right, Goalie, what you got for us? So, by the way, awesome tips, you guys. If you want more of this, if you want that celebrity team of real estate all-stars, call us 800-358-7563. Let's get that process started. All right, Goalie, what do you got? Celebrity luxury real estate. It's all you.
Celebrity and luxury real estate. Okay, so Taylor Swift, you guys know back in 2015, bought a $25 million mansion right behind the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Swiftie.
Right? Yes. And so this property was originally owned, it was the Goldwyn Estate. And it was originally owned by Samuel Goldwyn. It's a Georgian-style mansion.
Of MGM fame.
Yes, exactly. The MGM guy. So this mansion, six-bedroom mansion, has hosted people like Marlene Dietrich, Charlie Chaplin, Clark Gable, all these incredible people. So Taylor thought that she was going to ask for landmark designation, historical landmark designation, and it finally went through this week.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she got it through Beverly Hills, the city of Beverly Hills. They granted her, the Beverly Hills City Council approved her request and granted to make the 1934 home, a landmark. So that does a couple things for the home. I mean, it's amazing in that it has a designation. She could potentially, I don't know what sort of designation she filed for, but she could potentially save money in property taxes. And when she goes to sell it, it now could be like sort of like, it sort of becomes sort of like this museum-esque type of property, right?
Sure.
But the negative thing to that is anybody else who wants to buy it, or if she ever wants to remodel or do anything significant to the home, it makes it very difficult for her to do so. And she has to abide by certain laws because now it's designated as something historical and she essentially has to preserve it properly.
That's right.
And then, of course, Kevin Costner.
Oh, I love Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner is selling his Carpinteria estate for $60 million.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Shoot, that's a little above my budget.
Yes. Yeah. So back in 2006, Kevin Costner was going for a jog, and he comes across this property, and he bought it. He bought it for $28.5 million. He fell in love with the property while he was running. He saw a for sale sign. He bought it for $28.5
million. Which is common.
It's yeah,
you're running by a $28 million property.
Yeah, I'm just going to spend $30 million on that. Then he sold off a piece of the land and about 7 acres, now owns 10 acres of it and is selling it for $60
million. Wow, that's crazy. Crazy. All right, guys. Hey, this has been the Real Estate Zone for Goldie Vidani, for Payman Kermani. I'm your host, Danny Batsalkin of TBG Homes, Keller Williams.